Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to look at media claims that estrogen mimickers in the food and water are not bad for you. Of course, they don't cite any scientific studies. We will be doing that. Because I want people to know what's being done to them by design. In fact, I'm going to do a special on Obama Deception 2 just on the eugenics and their own admissions of how they're adding things to the food and water to create asexuals. Actually, when they're done, people won't even have a sexuality. They'll just be biological androids. So that's coming up. But first, they have to break up the family, in their own words. Tony in Florida, you have a question on Rand Paul. Welcome. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hi, Alex. Longtime supporter and listener. That wasn't my question, actually, but I have a question. I'll make it brief and I'll take my...
Okay, I'm sorry, because we don't usually screen calls. People have been volunteering what their question is. It says Rand Paul up there.
No, that's a mistake.
Okay. Well, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'll take the answer off there. I've been a longtime supporter of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. In 2011, I came across the work of an engineer with evidence to the contrary. I assumed at first glance that she was either a kook or COINTELPRO.
Wait a minute. John Harmon just came on and said you wanted to talk about Rand Paul. Sir, we're not screening your calls. You didn't have to give us a fake story to get on and then come on and say I'm wrong. Did you or did you not tell him that you wanted to talk about Rand Paul?
Yeah, I didn't say you were wrong. I said it was a mistake. I figured I'd get the phone hung up on me. I was just calling to recommend an interview with Dr. Judy.
Sir, hold on just a minute. Sir, we don't screen calls unless I say I want people to call in who are in this town that's on fire or something, or there's a mass shooting on a university. Will you call us? That's the only time. Do you not believe me that we don't screen people's phone calls?
No, sir, and I'll respect that. And
I don't care. It just sounds weird. I mean, you know, it says, okay, Rand Paul, if you volunteer it, I'll bring it up. Now, start over with what you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make it quick, and I'll take the answer off the air. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I was a supporter of Architects and Engineers and 9/11 Truth for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Came across the work of Dr. Judy Wood in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? First, by hearing Desi Ventura on your show, I believe, in 2011, mention her name. Her work is astounding, and the evidence shows that thermal and kinetic means were not employed in the destruction of the World Trade Center complex. Richter scale data is enough itself. It shows that there were no distinctions.
Sure, so what's your question?
If you'd have her on, and regardless of where you stand, if you'd have her on and have yourself and
sure,
her
sure, sure. Let me answer that question. And I appreciate your call. I am the founder of questioning 9/11. I mean, there was NORAD stand down. The hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. That's Sacramento Bee, Associated Press. That means I question there needs to be a real investigation. You know, Bush and Cheney weren't under oath, blah, blah, blah. They then turned that into, Alex says, like Wiley Coyote, Bush blew up the towers. So then again, they misrepresent. I say, hey, they've got weather weapons. It's on History Channel. That turns into, I say, Obama sent a tornado. So they build straw men around what I really said about 9/11. I want to go with, hey, they said they blew up Building 7. We have scores of newscasts saying they blew it up. Then they say, don't say that as a conspiracy theory when I have BBC, CNN, you name it, saying it. So I wanted to stick with that. People can debate and argue all day in 9/11 Truth what they think happened. Not Judy Wood, and I've let Ventura come on and promote her. I mean, that's fine. I didn't say anything when he brought it up. I don't know her. I know some of the people associated with her got really vicious towards Stephen Jones, professor, and other people. And then I got attacked by people saying I was covering up what happened and I better have people on. So when I'm approached like that, I immediately just go, wow, this is like a weird academic fight, like different schools of Darwinism or something fighting with each other. I've just stayed out of it. Okay? And that's basically the end of it. And then I'm attacked everywhere for just sticking to what I think is the most important evidence of prior knowledge and involvement. There's your answer.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this live Friday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com. And, of course, we're streaming live video there at InfoWars.com/show. And we're also streaming a video of the nightly news and all the films and the archives on our subscription site at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much again for joining us and spreading the word about the broadcast. I wanted to get one of the most knowledgeable people I know, because I have scientists and doctors on, and they always marvel at how much pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows. I wanted to get him on a host of stories that have been coming out and some other news that he's been working on. He joins us about once a month by popular demand. And then we'll continue with your phone calls, your questions, when he leaves us towards the end of the hour. And I'll go to Victor, Chad, Eric, Gabriel, and Sergeant Bill for folks that are patiently holding. I'm taking questions today. A lot of shows do that. I never seem to do it. People like to hear questions from the listeners, kind of a wild card, different things they bring up. So we're going to be doing that. And then Gerald Celente is going to be in studio with us. Now, this story just broke in Canada yesterday. It has not been in the U.S. press. It is now. Canadian Mounties exploit flood to confiscate firearms from citizens. They've gone into even dry homes in a large area. 8 days in, the flood's gone, and are confiscating the guns just like Katrina. Citizens complain cops seizing guns is something right out of Nazi Germany, and that is the quote. That article is up on Infowars.com right now. Also, continuing the government trying to exacerbate racial division, the Justice Department directly in there, organizing groups on record, and when they got caught, they pulled out of it, to protest the death of Trayvon Martin. I don't think what Zimmerman did was smart, following somebody down the sidewalk who they see, they think, acting suspiciously. It's not suspicious to be wearing a hoodie. It's not suspicious to be black. I think that there are stereotypes and things that go on where I have seen and grew up in Dallas and have a lot of black friends, but especially in Dallas growing up, where you'd be with one of your black friends want to play basketball or baseball, and a cop would pull over just because you were walking down the street, even if you were clean cut. And then if I was a white kid with other white kids, I never really had cops pull over and ask us where we were going. So I've experienced walking with a black person, kind of like walking while black. I get this kind of stuff goes on. But then when you see Hollywood and MTV with the image of gangster, and people embracing that, and crime statistics because of what's been sold, because this wasn't this way, you can actually look up FBI numbers from like the 30s and stuff, was actually lower illegitimacy and lower crime rates in most black areas than in white areas. In fact, I need to do a whole special on this sometime because I really know statistics and history. That's what's so weird. How do black areas now have the highest crime in the United States? Well, how do you have in many areas 10 to 1 black on white crime? Now, look up Justice Department numbers. You can just type in 10 to 1 black on white crime. So then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it shows really the job government's done in just 60 years of kicking men out of the house and saying, women are in charge, kick your man out, you get all this money, and undermining the male authority figure. And look, if you follow the black collapse, which is on record, 90%+ illegitimacy, crime rates off the charts, the system set up to funnel blacks into jail and prison to then get their training as criminals. If you look at the statistics, whites, Hispanics are following the same trail, just haven't been on it as long, and are now shooting up in crime, illegitimacy, life expectancy going down. The black male has the lowest life expectancy of any racial group in this country. And this is what government and fake feminism has done by design. And so I intend, in fact, in Obama Deception 2, we're making it right now. The problem is I got so much evidence, so much info. It'll at least be one of the extras. I want to show these crime statistics. Less illegitimacy in the black community than in the white community 60, 70 years ago. Less crime in most areas. But see, they made the black neighborhoods the authorized crime zones. It's in The Godfather, which is based on a true story, where they say, we keep the drugs in the colored area. They are animals. Let them lose their souls. That was the attitude. That's where they did the medical testing, all of it. And so there is a victimization there, but now it's been turned into something else, and you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about groups of black kids, you know, out beating up whites and attacking all over the country in gangs, in racial gangs, just like the Klan did when it was seen as culturally acceptable to go out and attack and kill blacks. Humans, it's the same wiring, same stuff, folks. Different pigmentation of the skin. That you can say on average there might be genetic variations in groups, you know, from one part of the world or the other, or this or that. But when you get down to it, people are people. And people will dehumanize a group so that they can then abuse them. Like, oh, the Native Americans are savages, so we can kill them. Or, you know, the Jews are all criminals, so we can kill them. Or, whites are the problem, so we can go rob them. And I saw a famous case just a few years ago. Guys, I'm trying to pull that up. I forget the guy's name. One of the main black radical leaders down in Houston said, stop mugging black people. Go mug some whites. It's a manifestation. But you see, then there's no autoimmune system against racism if it's coming from someone who is not white. Because people, they call it reverse racism. What an oxymoronic term. What an oxymoronic term to call it reverse racism, as if only whites could be engaged in racism when whites are like 7% of the world population and dropping fast. So I guess as soon as there's no supposed white people, even though their genetics will go on, it's just, it's like, you know, if you made it a German shepherd with a pit bull or whatever, you know, one comes from Northern Europe and one they think comes from probably, you know, Southern Europe. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still a wolf. It's just, that's kind of like, you know, like a French bulldog is still a dog and can mate with a chihuahua. I mean, you could say there's differences in whatever happened in breeding, culture, wars, all of it. The point is, people are obsessed with this because this is what humans did. Look, you'd have a tribe, and your tribe would produce more than the other tribe, and then you'd make an excuse of some, you know, well, the tribe beat up one of our people or killed somebody down by the water hole, so we're going to get together and go kill them and take their women. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, whatever supposed group you come from, your ancestors tended to be the people that liked to breed, liked to kick butt, liked to stomp people's heads in, but also knew science and how to produce things and make weapons and produce food. And so we are aggressive. And I mean, my ancestors, we've gone back to the lineage on both sides. It's like everything from famous preachers to pirates to you name it. I mean, there's a reason I'm so crazed. And my family always, just going back into the midst of Europe, has been on the front line of generally liberty revolutions and of fighting overwhelming odds. But everybody has that genetic code. But is it something that's dominant in you? That's really a question. I mean, they know psychopath behavior is, most of it's genetic. Can you get a psychopath early out of it with nurture? It depends in the studies they've done. They're artificially kind of creating sociopaths in the culture that will carry out psychopathic type behaviors. We're going to go to break and come back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. It's just that I wanted to discuss this and talk about it because no one wants to live in harmony and freedom and a future together like me. And, you know, I get up here and say, hey, they're in the vaccines giving people viral plagues. Here's the evidence in Africa. Let's stop the depopulation program in Africa. Let's stop Obama doubling the money for basically forced abortions in Africa and in China as well. Our government helps fund that through the World Health Organization. On record, look it up. Just type in Obama increases, you know, abortion funding in Africa, and it turns out they coerce the women. And a liberal go, well, there are too many people there. And I'm like, so you want to kill black babies, but I'm a racist because I don't want government-run health care. I want to own a gun to protect myself, and I'm a racist. But they're like, well, yeah, there are too many black people. And that's the average liberal white person. Folks, everything is scrambled. That's what's so frustrating. Like, I don't like the forced sterilization going on in Mexico of poor people right now because it's a tyranny. And but the argument is, well, you don't like 100 plus million people with 30 million new people every 5 years. I mean, I thought you don't want all these poor people to drive down wages. No, I want to bring out the free energy systems and build it up and empower people. And once they become industrialized, they'll only have two kids or less like we do in the West. You see, I mean, I really want to be able to go to Mexico and have it be big, shining, beautiful buildings and high-tech and jet copters and happy people. You know, I don't want them dead. I don't want to sterilize Mexican women. But it doesn't matter. The La Reconquista groups are so into their race thing, they're like, we're taking over. We're getting your guns, gringo. We'll show you. And I'm going, you're going to show me? I don't want your people to die? But they're not programmed to hear that on average. That great truth of, I'm saying don't abort the Hispanic babies. I mean, I come at things from just pure justice. Would I want that done to me? Do unto others as you'd have done unto you. I mean, that to me isn't even a rule. That is what I live. I mean, I know from all their tomes and articles and Time Life magazine articles that Aaron Dykes dug up and EcoScience and all this stuff, they're in all these dozens and dozens of books saying we're adding stuff into lining of things to sterilize and make people asexual. And before he died in Brave New World Revisited, Huxley wrote about it. And I come out and say they're changing our sexuality to be asexual. They're doing all this. They're manipulating us. And then they write articles about how I hate gay people. And then they're are like, what's wrong with having, you know, these chemicals changing you? And there you are. It's basically like the last man on earth. They don't want to be told what's been done to them.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Today, but he runs one of the biggest and has run one of the biggest compounding pharmacies in Colorado. He has formulated some of the best-selling worldwide skin products. That's what he's really a total mastermind of. And he's the host of a one-hour show that's very popular on GCN, being syndicated across the country. 1 hour every day before our broadcast. Brightsideben.com is his site. And you can also go there as well and sign up under him with Youngevity and get discounts. Or you can go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up, or InfoWarsHealth.com, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And it's got the whole catalog there at InfoWarsTeam.com. But my mother, by the way, during a break, I got to ask you some questions. Because she, in fact, she gave me the literature and I forgot it at home. She's always wanting me to get a consultation with you. And then she tells me to ask you the questions, Ben. So I'm going to have to sit there and interview you during the breaks as well today. But Fuchs is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and founder of the Econo Co-op Pharmacy in Rocky Mountain Natural Laboratories, pharmacistben.com. And he joins us. This is a short segment. We've got the long segments coming up here today, and I want to get into a host of medical news that's breaking. But first off, I wanted to show you an article out of Salon.com. And it says, Alex Jones, gay marriage truther. The conspiracy theorist said the government is turning people gay through chemical warfare. And what they do is they take out of context that I simply said women are going into puberty now on average at 10 instead of 14, some of them at age 3. Women are having, girls are having babies at age 7 or 8 all over the Western world because of the estrogen mimickers in the plastic. I'm going to show a bunch of articles. This is on record. That's why they're actually pulling them out of a lot of things. It's a testament to a wake-up and a big victory. But the third world, they're actually not stopping, and they're having even bigger problems as well. And they said here, you know, that I said that lining and potato chip and juice boxes and things like that, I said bisphenol A, but they just act like I'm ignorant, is hyperfeminizing women and then feminizing men. Men go into puberty later, smaller genitals on average, lower sperm counts. It's all on record. We're going to go over those documents and articles for the people out there that say this isn't true. All of this is going on. It's killing women. It's directly linked. I had a breast cancer survivor in here, a lady that went to the Supreme Court and, you know, won that gene patenting case. And she said, absolutely. She knows all the names of it. She says, yeah, it's the estrogen mimickers are one of the biggest reasons this is happening. And they just say in here with no link, this writer says that yes, there are estrogen mimickers that leach out of the bags, but there's no evidence that they're harmful to one's health or the government is involved in secret plot to turn the country gay. Really, here's BBC. U.S. military pondered Love Not War to spray chemicals on enemy armies. The chemicals they found in tests would basically make men be attracted to men. It's pheromone manipulation. It's why a man is attracted to a woman. You add chemicals, you can make a man think, man, why do... That's BBC. Okay, now, I got hundreds of these articles, but, Ben, it's not about the gay. They want to make it... I don't get into those issues. I mean, sure, it goes back thousands of years. That stuff's happened before naturally. The point is that they're... The side effects is that it's causing sexual confusion, asexuality, and is feminizing men. That's undebatable. And you're the pharmacist, the expert. We're going to break. But what do you make of Salon, just as we go out to break in the next 2 minutes, saying there's no evidence when I'm going to show people hundreds of articles?
Well, all you got to do, Alex, and thank you so much for the introduction. All you got to do, Alex, is just do your own research. Go to PubMed.com. Go to ScholarGoogle.com. Google BPA, bisphenol A, and gender bender. Google BPA and breast cancer. Google BPA and infertility. Google BPA and sexual dysfunction. Do your own research. It is voluminous. Thousands, literally. Thousands of studies show that bisphenol A and estrogen mimickers, what are so-called xenoestrogens, have horrible effects, most especially on sexuality and fertility.
But, I mean, how can they attack me all over the news, not just here? They're really scared of us focusing on this.
Yes, they're scared. Exactly. There's haters everywhere, Alex. But we love you. I wouldn't pay any attention to that nonsense. But you're right. You know, in the tall poppy syndrome. You ever hear the tall poppy syndrome? They cut off the tall poppy. In Australia, they say, don't grow too high because they'll cut you off. But that's just the way it is. Alex, we love you. I love you. Thank you.
No, but I mean, well, thank you, Pharmacist Ben. We love you guys as well. My point is that they're demonizing this when they know full well at MSNBC and Media Matters and and Reuters and national TV shows really continue to attack me on this when I'm trying to stop breast cancer and testicular cancer. They go and fish out this one comment, which is really cold-blooded. Don't they want to warn people?
No, they don't. The mainstream media is not our friend.
I want to hear about
it. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to get back into what estrogen mimickers in thousands of products, and there's dozens of different types of them or more, are doing to you. So we're going to be breaking all of that coming down, that's coming down on us here in just a moment. But first off, I wanted to show you a Weekly Standard article that's up on drudgereport.com. I'm going to have it linked up on Infowars.com as well. 68 senators vote to create incentive for employers to hire immigrants over U.S. citizens, the amnesty immigrants. And I actually saw this on Monday and barely mentioned it, and I should have made a bigger deal about it. I saw it in another article. This is out in the news today by John McCormick, that section got brought up by Senator Sessions. And I went and read the subsection, and it actually says that the legalized illegal aliens that are here illegally, you can hire them. what is it, for up to 3 years. And that for a total of 13 years, this will go on. I can't even believe this when I see things like this. It's just like big business. See, I'm actually speechless right now. So much just hits me whenever I look at an article, all the data, that it's impossible to tell you how bad it is. The insurance companies wrote Obamacare on record. I just got chills of anger. They wrote Obamacare so they could take away good treatments and so the government could tell you what treatments you can get, and it makes you buy the health care and doubles the premiums already in the first year on record. And it's written to basically bankrupt our health care system. And it's the same thing with this bill. If you cut your employees back to below 30 hours, then you don't have to get the health care. And most businesses are going to be forced to do this because they can't afford it. We're spending right now more money than we're bringing in because I'm trying to expand and fight the globalist. And under this, we're still trying to figure out with lawyers and how it's going to be implemented. Nobody knows. It's caused uncertainty all over the country that I'm going to have to let go a bunch of people. If it goes in the way the White House says, it's like, or I could cut them back to below 30 hours. And pay them a lower wage. It's just, and then I got to hear how it's great and I'm a racist if I'm not for it. It's like, what does it have to do with it? They just tell the dumb public, he's racist. He doesn't want to fire you. He's racist. It's like, what does it have to do with it? Everything is so dumbed down. I'm going back to Ben Fuchs. I was reading this. Oh, under Obamacare, businesses with over 50 workers that employ American citizens without offering them qualifying health insurance could be subject to fines of up to $3,000 per worker. But because newly legalized immigrants would be eligible for subsidies on Obamacare exchanges until they become citizens, at least 13 years under the Senate bill, three under a House version I'd seen, businesses could avoid such fines by hiring new immigrants instead. I mean, this is all for big corporations that know how to do this. Little companies like mine, they're actually just trying to, you know, fight for liberty or restaurants or whatever, don't even know how to do it. Plus, they don't even let you. And then I'm reading how this expands it and how the two bills go together. This has all been planned to ruin everybody. I don't know how to explain this to people. And it's all unfair because Americans put up with everything. When the government sees an American, they see a chump. When sailors 200 years ago saw a right whale that were sweet and playful and come over and bump the boat and bring their babies up, the whalers would be like, thank you, baby. And that's us. It's like, oh, here's my baby. Shoot a harpoon into it. We are the galactic chumpazoids. Chumpazoids. That's a new word I just invented. Schmuckazoids. Dupidoids. Suckazoids. Torpedoids, idiotoids, failuroids, sickoids. I'm going to shut up. He's on as a guest. I got Joel Swinton coming up. I'm going to give you the floor, and as you talk, I'm going to show mainstream news article after mainstream news article. It makes me angry that they've had MSNBC, White House-run Media Matters, and now Salon come out and say there's no danger in estrogen mimickers in your water when it's all on record giving us cancer. I want you to break this down, and I'm going to show literally it's got to be 50 mainstream news articles and studies to people watching on TV. And then radio listeners, as you said, can just Google, what are they search engine?
It's DUPA, PubMed.com, and you get government studies. But if you do scholar.google.com, you get scientific studies without the advertising. That should be on everybody's desktop. That should be bookmarked by everybody. Scholar.google.com. PubMed.com is okay as well. I go to scholar.google.com for almost everything. All my research, as well as going to the library. And that's really the most important thing, Alex, is we got to do our own research. We cannot get our information from government-sponsored media. MSNBC is not our friends. Fox News is not our friends. The government, mass media is not our friends. We have to do our own research. When it comes to these roundups and estrogen mimickers and glyphosates that we're talking about, they are hideous beyond belief. You know, when it comes to Roundup, And it comes to these glyphosates. Do you know, Alex, you can't even wash the stuff off of your vegetables? It's in the soil and it's in the water so that as the plant is growing, it's incorporated into the plant. And why is that a problem? Oh, little things like infertility, breast cancer, seizures, brain fog, feeling crappy. The fact of the matter is we are biochemical beings. We are biochemical beings at the physical level, and we play around, we tweak with our biochemistry at our own peril. The fact that our own government is sponsoring this kind of poisoning of its people is hideous and scary and evil beyond belief. So what do you do about it? Well, we all have to eat vegetables. We all got to eat fruits. And that's really the sneakiest thing of the whole scandal is for folks who are eating fast foods, folks who are eating McDonald's and French fries and snack foods, that's one thing, okay? They're playing with fire. They know that they're going to have a price to pay for doing that. But what about folks who are eating vegetables? What about folks who are practicing good nutrition? Now they have to deal with poisons that are built in, that are embedded into the fruits and the vegetables themselves. Well, what do you do? Well, first of all, you got to eat vegetables, right? So how do you handle this? The most important thing you could do, Alex, in my opinion, is make sure you are reducing the toxic load on your body wherever possible. And job number one, if you are on a prescription drug, and I'm telling you this as a pharmacist, as somebody who's been studying medicine now for going on 30 years, if you are on a prescription drug, you are putting a burden on your body's detoxification system. You are putting a burden on your liver that will then make it much more difficult for your body to process these estrogen mimickers, these gender benders, these Roundups and pesticides, not to mention all the stuff that's being spewed out in the air and stuff that's put into our water like fluoride. Second thing you could do is make sure you're using nutritional supplementation, especially supplements that protect your liver, especially supplements that help upregulate the detoxification enzymes in your body. Things like selenium, which Dr. Wallach has been talking about for decades. Things like vitamin E. Things like glutathione and glutathione builders. Things like glutamine. Substances like glycine. There's a whole, vitamin C. There's a whole list.
That's what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about what it's doing to us and then solutions. And not just the incredible souped up products at InfoWarsHealth.com that myself, my wife, my mother, you know, my dad are having dramatic effects, especially my dad. Looks like he's younger. It's incredible. He looks better than I do. Was starting to take things that actually are able to block and even reverse a lot of this just with the normal building blocks. So I want you to tell people if they go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com or call the toll-free number on the site to ask any questions of our great team, what they should get there to reverse it or what even natural foods will have it. Unfortunately, they're spraying it on there. That's why you guys mine the stuff out of alluvial deposits for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and things like that so it gets past all the Roundup and fluoride that's soaked into it. But specifically, we know girls worldwide usually went into puberty at 13 to 14. Now the age is 9, 10, 11, and we hear about 7-year-olds having babies now, 3-year-olds going into puberty. It's an epidemic, and the media just says give them other hormones to block it. Don't ask where it's coming from. What's going on? Because the studies I have a stack of are going to be showing to TV viewers right here, they admit that it's what's doing it to the girls, and that, hey, take it out of the plastics, don't eat this, don't do that. But then the White House and Media Matters, they don't want us to warn women.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. All of the things that we're talking about, the chemicals in the food, the prescription drugs, statin drugs, fluoride in the water, all of these things have one important effect on the body. And from that important effect, all of the other effects arise. All of these substances reduce the body's ability to thrive, reduce the body's ability to grow, reduce the body's ability to be as great as the human body can be. So estrogen, for example, is a stress hormone. People don't realize this. People hear about estrogen and they think about youth or they think about women, femininity. But really, estrogen is a hormone that helps the body handle stressors so that when your estrogen levels go up, your body goes into stress response mode. That means the immune system is suppressed, and that means our ability to grow and to thrive is suppressed. There's only two things that are happening in the body at any one time. We're either
Because I had the lady that beat the Supreme Court on the gene patent, and she was the real expert going over, oh, yes, well, this is what the estrogen mimicker does, and it does this to the cell and then triggers this genetic trait. But she was explaining there's a bunch of different ways it gives you breast cancer, and more scientists believe that's the reason it's exploding.
This is the reason why estrogen causes breast cancer. Number one, it causes out-of-control growth. Estrogen's role in the body, its main role in the body, in addition to being a stress hormone, is to help it grow a baby. So estrogen makes cells divide rapidly, and then estrogen suppresses the immune system. So you've got two factors that combine to give you things like cancer: out-of-control growth and suppression of the immune system. Under ordinary circumstances, the immune system will spot a cell that's growing out of control and destroy it. But with estrogen, when estrogen mimics are in the body, or when estrogen levels are high, the immune system is suppressed, and this in combination with estrogen's growth stimulating properties is what accounts for these reproductive cancers. And make no mistake about it, breast cancer is an epidemic, and the number one cause of breast cancer is elevations in estrogen, and the number one cause of elevations in estrogen is what are called xeno or foreign estrogens from plastics and from foods and from chemicals. Estrogen is really a family of compounds. It's a basic chemical structure that's found throughout nature, and when organic chemists are making plastics and they're making artificial chemicals in an organic chemistry kind of way.
That's right. Let me just interrupt and put breastcancer.org, a big new study that came out last year. A common plastic chemical, BPA, is shown to affect breast development in fetal monkeys, and in other studies makes the monkeys go into puberty earlier and grow giant breasts and also giant butts, which is exactly what's happening to our women and our boys. But I guess that's okay, because I'm anti-gay if I talk about it.
Well, you know what? Before I go, I want to tell people three easy ways to protect yourself from xenoestrogens. And let me make no mistake about it, folks. You want to protect yourself from these gender benders. You want, not only do you not want to interface with them if possible, but as I was saying earlier, sometimes you can't prevent yourself from interfacing.
Yeah, how do you detox?
In the truth, there's some wonderful ways to detox. One of the simplest things you could do is get yourself on progesterone cream or pregnenolone, both of which have anti-estrogenic properties. Vitamin E is one of the most powerful anti-estrogenic substances, and it's nothing more than a simple supplement that you could take. And as I was saying earlier, selenium is a powerful, powerful anti-estrogenic
vitamin E
substance.
Selenium and progesterone cream for men or women.
Both men or women, absolutely, and pregnenolone as well. And good nutrition in general is a great strategy. Essential fatty acids, probiotics, get on the nightly essence from Youngevity, correct digestive issues. If you want to pick one health strategy to increase your longevity and protect yourself from cancer and from xenoestrogen, I can't reinforce this enough, taking care of your digestive symptomology. Job number one, if you have any food allergies, intolerances, gluten intolerance, any kind of digestive issue, you're running higher risks for estrogen toxicity from xenoestrogens and pesticides.
Look, I don't have some vendetta against the White House-run Media Matters, but they're on record run by the transition chief, funded by George Soros. They attack constantly on this, and so does then the so-called liberal media. They're really authoritarians, just camouflaging their authoritarianism with trendy, lisping voices. Why are they so threatened by the fact that I'm exposing that that we're being chemically manipulated? Regardless if it's on purpose, which we know it is, they prove it's on purpose, that they're demonizing us when we talk about this and desperately trying to get their audience not to do what we're saying. Because, this is outrageous. I mean, I don't want my family to die of breast cancer. I don't want to get testicular cancer. I don't want to be able to go, jog 5 miles and swim a mile and a half and not lose weight because of all the estrogen in the environment.
You know, the government afraid of us is a good thing. When the government's afraid of the people, that's when you have liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, that's when you have tyranny. And that's a quote from a guy named Barnhill, who was a writer back in the 19th century. So the fact that the government and the power structure is afraid of you, that's a good thing. Keep up the good work. Don't stop.
No, but I mean, it just shows how cold-blooded they are.
Absolutely.
To make a statement that there's no evidence that these chemicals are bad for you, that's a quote.
Cold-blooded is exactly the adjective, reptilian, exactly. You hit the nail right on the head.
Which means psychopath.
Cold-blooded is, you couldn't have said it better, Alex.
But how do you say that there's no evidence that this hurts you when every study, just thousands of articles everywhere, university says it's horrible, And they're even under public pressure pulling it out of a lot of stuff.
Lenin said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth even puts on its shoes. Repeat a lie often enough, and unfortunately, it becomes the truth.
Yeah, but I mean, how can you do that when you've got families? I mean, how do you sit there and walk around in the public looking at men, women, and children and not want to tell them, hey, the most plastic containers are going to give you cancer? And it's not like, I mean, it's like worse than cigarettes in the statistics I've seen. I mean, this is bad.
Not people actually are taking prescription drugs that are estrogen voluntarily, lining up at the pharmacy to take these substances. What do you think birth control pills are? And by the way, after a woman takes her birth control pills, you know where they end up? In the water supply for all of us to drink.
That's right.
We're literally swimming in this stuff, Alex. Our bodies, our tissues are being saturated with these kinds of toxins.
Oh, and Bertrand Russell in the 20s wrote about it, and H.G. Wells wrote about it in 1900, and Aldous Huxley, part of it, wrote about it.
Brave New World.
And then in a nonfiction book, bragging they're doing it. We have them bragging, now we're swimming in it, but we're crazy guys, pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
That's why it's important for us to do the research, to listen to the Alex Jones Show, to listen to The Bright Side, to participate in our own health, to not go to the doctor if you do not need to not interface with the medical model if you do not need to certainly not eat the corporate swill, to line up at McDonald's.
Let's do it together. Let's do it together. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up there. Hundreds of products, all there, the lowest prices for longevity. 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And sign up to be part of InfoWarsTeam.com. Become a distributor and get big discounts, 888-789-9277. And your purchases support this broadcast, and we need your support now more than ever. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I salute you. God bless you. And I want to get you back up in the next week for 2 hours if you want to do it. God bless you, sir.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Coming up at the 5 after next hour, we're going to have Gerald Celente in studio with us. I'm looking forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so frustrating, but also angering to have the White House, through its surrogates, they're really coming after us on this estrogen mimicker thing, because this is their plan, to where young boys are given female hormones, and so they then begin to... Basically, because we have pretty similar brains, pretty similar anatomy in most respects. We don't have a uterus. But they can trigger a male. You can give animals estrogen-type mimickers, and they begin to show same-sex-type behavior. And this is a takeover of our society. I mean, look at all the anti-family, anti-male, anti-heterosexual stuff on television everywhere. And my thing is, I'm a live and let live guy. I'm a libertarian. But that doesn't mean you get to run over me. That doesn't mean you get to define my sexuality for me. And then write books about it in the 20s. And I'm going to show in Endgame. That's a Freudian slip. I'm going to show an Obama deception, too, that's going to have eugenics in it. It's really kind of Endgame, too, in a way. I'm going to show it, you know, in this, all the documents, the books, the quotes, and then show you how they did it, just so people get what's going on. It just makes me so upset that they take one little part of an hour-long breakdown of how it's giving us breast cancer, testicular cancer, making the, you know, the fish asexual or hermaphrodites, on and on and on, and how, you know, hermaphroditic mutations are increasing in humans. And they go, what, are you against hermaphrodites? I'm like, no, these chemicals are doing this. It'd be like, you know, if chemicals were giving us cleft palates. And I'm like, you know, these chemicals are causing more cleft palates, which they are in studies, especially in Mexico where it's really toxic. What, are you against people with cleft palates? With, you know, hair lips? Use the old pejorative? I mean, it's like, no, I don't want people to have that surgery when they're little babies. They're like, yeah, right, racist. And it's just like, it's like they've dumbed everything down where it's all just, you don't like gay people. You don't like black people. I'm like, hey, these La Reconquista groups are like racist Mexican groups. The government's funding this. Why are they? Shut up, racist. Hey, our government's funding Al-Qaeda. Shut up, 9/11 truther. All I'm saying is they created them and let them attack us, and they're taking our rights away, and now they say Al-Qaeda's not the threat. It's gun owners. Oh, yeah? Well, just shut up, you traitor. That guy says that, you know, the army blew up the World Trade Center. No, I didn't. I said our government is protecting Al-Qaeda and giving them a free pass to do whatever they want, and then beyond. It's undebatable. Look at all over the news. And I'm sitting here watching this craziness, and I can't, these people are so evil that work for the system, they will demonize me to the ends of the earth for simply trying to help people. And people can't believe it. Like, I can't believe you're so nice. You get so nice. They're putting thousands of plastic combinations that are even cheaper. On record, I've had top chemists on. It's on record. And they choose the varieties that off all this estrogen and other deadly stuff. I mean, they know Roundup is an estrogen mimicker. I saw new vegetables are coming out genetically engineered so bugs won't eat them with scorpion poison that grows in them pharmacologically. I mean, I saw that. Didn't even come. It's just like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. And I'm like, hey, we probably don't want to eat tomatoes. But guys, type in new vegetables have scorpion poison in them. And I'm like, scorpion poison? That doesn't sound too good. Shut up, extremists. Everyone knows it's scorpion poison. Yeah, GM cabbage with scorpion poison coming soon. Agribusiness is in a mad rush to take over the earth and seems willing to stop at nothing. Coming soon, and it goes over the new GMO that grows its own harmless, in quotes, poison, scorpion. Well, I got the stuff that's naturally you need to take care of it, and it's a win-win. It then funds our operation. The best products, I found them. We have them. Ben Fuchs recommends them. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and countless other medical doctors and scientists we've had on. InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can sign up there and get huge discounts on shipping, other things like that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.